Good afternoon. I hope everybody's doing well. I kind of thought we'd start out with confession today that we'd actually maybe review a couple of things from last Sunday because I thought they were really good. I thought Mark's some of the statements and some of the texts he led us about truth was pretty profound if we had a chance to think about it. You know, the people in our society, they think about society. People refuse to accept that a truth exists outside of their own thoughts. And, you know, the heroes of the day are the people who refuse to accept truth and are the people who say, well, I'm going to find truth within. You know, the world, you know, think about the world. That's if you look particularly at politicians, truth changes daily. If my friend is involved in some kind of discretion, it's okay. If my enemy's involved, it's not okay. And so in society, we make our own way. In society, we make our own truth. You know, Mark's point about culture influencing the acceptance was just something I really thought about a lot. You know, think about the time of Christ when Christ died. Many who lived right after Christ's death, they struggled with this suffering Savior who was born 100% God and 100% man. You know, it is complicated because if I have a pizza and I give you 100% of that pizza, how much? There's not a lot left. You know, there's zero. You know, Madison County mathematics at work there. So that's hard to understand. So the Jews, you know, think about it. You were born a Jew or a Gentile. How could you, you know, or you're born of nobility or you're a peasant. So the society in the after right after the death of Christ, they struggled with his identity. You know, well, he was a God, was he man, was he, you know, just, it was a big struggle because their culture, and that's what Mark was talking about last week, was how does our culture, how does my culture, how does my way of thinking influence what Mark will talk about today and truth he'll share today? So many who believe in Christ, here's the interesting thing about America. I think many of the people, when they hear about this Christ, this suffering Savior, born King, but he suffered and he died for others, I think a lot of people in America say, oh, you know, that's, you know, this born a baby in a manger. But here's something that I thought about in our society. How about the concept or truth about of a sovereign God who controls all? How can a God be in full control, yet man is 100% responsible for his sin? Our society does not like that at all. Because in our American culture, you submit to no one. You submit to no one. You do what you want to do. And most people in America are angered by the concept of a sovereign God. So this is what I think our country's thinking. Does truth exist? And is the truth good or is it bad or what is it? A lot of people think truth outside themselves is bad. So let's start in the Gospel of John. Let's go to verse 1. I'm going to set these keys. I don't know who they are, but I'm going to set them down right there. I think I'm going to make a noise. All right. 1 John 1:14, chapter 1, verse 14. John hit three important verses about Christ and about truth. So let's, chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word became flesh, and the Word is truth. It became flesh, it dwelt among us, and Christ was full of grace and He was full of truth. So let's look at verse just 17 of the same chapter. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. All right, so now let's flip over to John chapter 14. So we know that truth exists, God is truth, and God is good, so the truth is good. So John chapter 14, verse 6, a very famous verse. I love this emphatic statement Jesus made about Himself. He tells us, because you know, sometimes people are a little slow like me. So Jesus tells us in verse 6, Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That is not a verse that's relished in our society today. Jesus said, there's one way, and that's me, and that's the truth, and that's it. Okay? So God and His Word are truth. If you really think about it, other than God's Word, there's nothing that God honors His Word, because His Word is Him. But nothing else in our society constrains or confines Him. Our minds, our intellect, gravity. He walked across water. Lazarus come forth. He was killed on the cross. He was crucified. He rose 3 days. No law. There's nothing in our mind that we conceive that bounds God. But we think we do. It's just so funny. People think they can outsmart God. That's just so funny. All right, let's look to Romans. Romans has a couple of things, because you know what? The truth can be painful. I mean, don't tell anybody, but I don't have any hair, okay? So Romans chapter 1, I mean, sometimes there's just things the truth can hurt sometimes. But here's a couple of verses about the truth that are very important. Romans verse 18 of chapter 1. So if you reject the truth and you believe that truth does not exist outside of you, so let's see what God says about that. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. So if you suppress the truth and you refuse to believe the truth, then God's wrath is upon you. All right, let's go to chapter 2, verse 8 of Romans. Here's a verse that goes after the American culture and after myself. But for those who are self-seeking and who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Okay? So those who do not accept God are an enemy of the truth and are storing up wrath. Okay, the only thing that can get us out of the wrath of God is His grace. All right, let's flip real quick to Galatians 5:7. We're going to go right. We can go right the whole time tonight. Or this afternoon. Galatians 5:7. Paul in this letter asks a great question, and it's a reason for Christians, even today, as Mark shares truth, it's one reason why it's so important. He says, you were running well in verse 7. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? Can you imagine being out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean and having no navigation devices? I mean, the sea is something that is just so powerful. It intimidates me. My father was in the Navy for a while, and the sea is just a powerful thing. So God's truth is how we stay the course. Sometimes it can hurt, it can prick, it can change how we're thinking, but actually His Word does what? It protects us. It provides light. It provides a direction. And if we choose to go on our own, then that's not good. We'll always lose our way if we always try to go our own way. So let's end in Hebrews chapter 3. I love these verses. Great verses. Verses 13 through 15. And this is what our church should do. This is what all believers should do. This is great, such encouragement. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. But exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today if you hear His voice and do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. So when the believers encourage each other through the truth, it keeps our heart from being hardened by false thinking and by our sin. I tell you what, I don't want to be a believer who has a hardened heart, that's gruff, that's not soft. I'm going to tell you something that might make you laugh a second, but I have sinusitis. That means I have a chronic sinus condition, okay? And here's what my doctor said. My doctor said, what happens to you, and particularly Alan, in the winter, is that the heat runs a lot. You know, it's cold, so you turn the heat on, and that heat dries out your sinus membranes. And so our sinuses were designed so that they kind of drip a little bit, you know. It's moisture. When they dry up, guess what happens to that bacteria and infection? It's like a highway. They run up, they can go up your nose, and then you get sick, and you get sinus, and it's kind of not gross, isn't it? But it's how it works. But here's what God's truth is. God's truth is that protection. It keeps those things that are bad for us and bad for our mind, it keeps them from harming us, and it keeps us from trying to go on our own. Because if I go on my own, I mess up every time. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, take the time to thank God for a church that honors the truth. Thank God for pastors who preach the truth. Thank God for believers who honor that. Be an encouragement to someone this week by pointing the truth in love. And remember, Mark may share something today that challenges how you think. But you know what? It always will make you stronger. There's things that I thought 10 years ago that I don't think today because I was wrong. I didn't understand them. And remember, truth, if you're a believer and you've been regenerated, the truth will keep you and stay in the course, no matter how difficult life can be. Let's go to the Lord and confess our sins, and then I'll close us. Dear Lord, I confess a mind that tries to do things on my own. I confess a mind that wants to focus on me and what I want. Dear Lord, but thank you for your word. Thank you for the instructions that you left us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And take the truths that are shared today, Lord, and help us apply it to our lives. Help us to submit our intellect, our desires to your truth. Lord, help us to fall in your hands of grace and love, and to be humble in obedience to the truth that we hear today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.